Scott Walker takes a hike from our small town and into the great big world to bring you today's interview.
We're talking with Angie Odie about a sign. Not just any sign, but the Eldorado Motel sign that stands in Nashville still today, near 28th Avenue and close to Clarksville Pike. And then underneath where it says Eldorado Motel, it also says office and points to the right where the office once stood. Now, just a flat piece of ground, a part of the old parking lot left, and of course the sign that is still standing. In the heyday, the motel was two stories tall and had everything that it said on the sign, including a phone in each room, a swimming pool, and TVs. Angie Odie said that her dad is the one who opened the motel.
My father actually owned this motel. He opened it up back in probably the late 60s, maybe mid to late 60s.
And this is in the Nashville area, and you were saying it was the only black-owned motel, and also there's more to that story.
So actually my father was the first black man to get a small business loan to open up this motel. So once it was open, it was one of very few. I think there was maybe one other motel here in Nashville where blacks could come and stay back in the early 60s, back when, of course, there was the segregation. And so during that time, we had a lot of movie stars and, you know, up-and-coming groups that came through and actually stayed here at the time.
I didn't know it was like that in the 60s in Nashville, but you're saying a hotel, for example, in downtown Nashville, if you were black, they wouldn't rent to you.
That is correct.
Now, Jimi Hendrix was in the area probably about that time. He was stationed in Clarksville, Fort Campbell. Have you ever heard stories about him coming through?
I want to say that he is one of the ones that did make an appearance here.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
What about Jesse Jackson?
Not sure about Jesse Jackson, but I do know, like, the Temptations.
I've got so much.
James Brown, B.B. King, those are some of the guys, the people that I know that came through.
The sound that you're listening to is from my guitar that's named Lucille. I'm very crazy about Lucille. Lucille took me from the plantation. Oh, and you might say, brought me fame.
I mean, those are really big names.
Those are.
Did you ever meet them as a kid?
I never met any of them because by the time that I came around, of course, segregation had ended and everything was integrated. So a lot of those guys then, once they could go to the bigger hotels, they stopped coming. And so there you have it.
Papa's got a brand new bag. Oh, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't have. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't have.
Now, when you were a kid, you helped to run the motel.
Well, I would like to think I helped. I was probably in the way. But yeah, I used to love to come to work with my dad. So part of my what I would help would be to check the customers in. And I liked to help the maids at that time, who were actually, one of them was my grandmother, my dad's mom, who worked here. So we employed a lot of the family members.
And it was called the Eldorado?
The Eldorado Motel.
Did it have a swimming pool and everything?
Had a swimming pool. And I had a lot of my birthday parties here in the swimming pool. It actually was, during the summertime, it brought the community together because a lot of the kids, this is where they came to swim. So this is where everybody got to know each other during the summertime.
Now, back then, motels were huge because people would stop at motels on the roadside while traveling through the country. And these days, you don't hear the word motel a lot. It's usually hotel.
It's hotel. That is correct. And so this was Eldorado Motel. When it was first built, started out as we had a trailer. And then the trailer turned into what we call the 200 side. That's all the room numbers to start with 200 that burned down. Then my dad built the 100 side, which was the one level. And then we had the 300 side, which was the two level hotel. So probably we had about 25 to 30 rooms. And what's interesting is the road that you took coming in, the Ed Temple Boulevard, that's relatively new. That wasn't always here. So when that road came through, it took almost half of the 300 side.
I know you said this before we started recording, but this was kind of out in the country at the time.
Yeah, it was. Actually, this road here, 28th Avenue, that you see back there, it actually dead-end into the motel.
So where does 28th go if you take it back into town?
It goes all the way to town. So you'll end up in Germantown, somewhere over in there, Buena Vista area.
This was a great location then, because it took you right into downtown.
Yeah, it was.
Now, when did it actually shut down, and when was it torn down?
So we shut it down probably 2008, 2009. My father died in 1991, and at that point, my brother stepped in and took over the business and ran it for quite a few years. And just due to the nature of the business, you know, it's 24/7, trying to find good employees, he got tired, and then, of course, things got a lot more dangerous. So we decided at that point to shut it down. And then around 2014, 2015, that's when we tore it down because it was becoming a place for people to sleep and hang out. And we just didn't want, we didn't want anyone, anything to happen to anyone down there.
Trail is gone.
From the site of where the El Dorado Motel once stood in downtown Nashville near 28th Avenue and close to Clarksville Pike. For those curious as to where this is close to Rosa Parks Boulevard and the Metro Center area. Angie said that she's hesitant to tear down the old El Dorado Motel sign because it still has a lot of sentimental value.
Hear this story and see the photographs that bring it to life on our website, WGNSradio.com. Or visit Scott's personal blog at smalltownbigworld.com.